29-year-old Mela Quiroz told the crowd at her Denver, Colorado campaign party that this victory sends a clear message.
We will not wait to take the fight to Donald Trump and the oligarchy. We will not wait. We will not wait to abolish ICE and pass Medicare for all. We will not wait to put an end to the politics of the past, to get big money out of our politics, and to reject corporate PACs and AIPAC. And no, we will not wait to end the genocide in Palestine.
Quiroz said the 6,500 campaign volunteers who knocked on 115,000 doors and made 500,000 phone calls were proof that the power of organized people beats the power of organized money. The Colorado Sun reported that in the last weeks of the campaign, three super PACs with undisclosed donors dropped at least $1.3 million in a last-ditch effort to prevent Quiroz's win in the Deep Blue District. Her road to victory began in November of 2023, when Quiroz was fired by her New York law firm for refusing to take down a letter she had posted. Her letter criticized law firms, including her own, for a letter implicitly threatening not to hire law students who took part in certain pro-Palestinian protests or who criticized Israel's legitimacy. Her firing led her to return home to Denver, where she became a barista and a doctoral student, and then launched her campaign to unseat Democratic incumbent Diana DeGette.
When I wrote a letter defending students' rights to protest the genocide in Gaza, my law firm told me, take it down or you're fired. I didn't flinch. I didn't flinch because I stood by every word, and I always will.
DeGette was first elected in 1996, before Quiroz was born. In a brief video statement posted online, DeGette said this is not how she would have wanted to end her long political career. But she said she was proud of her accomplishments in the areas of environmental and reproductive rights and of working with Republicans when possible.
I strive every day to be the quintessential legislator, passing bills of my own design and collaborating with colleagues on both sides of the aisle to make a better society for all Americans. Sadly, in our toxic political climate, there seems to be little room for that type of politician anymore.
The 68-year-old DeGette is the most progressive member of Colorado's congressional delegation. She supports abolishing ICE and Medicare for all, but that wasn't enough to fend off the challenge from Quiroz, who put her victory in a larger context.
We won tonight, but this is about something so much bigger than this moment, than one moment. This is a movement. And we are just getting started.
Quiroz said in an interview with Politico that if Democrats retake the House, she will not support House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries as Speaker. Quiroz's victory follows similar election results in New York City last week, when three Democratic challengers backed by New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani beat the more establishment candidates, in two cases knocking off Democratic incumbents. Quiroz was backed by Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders, who had called her, quote, exactly the kind of bold leader we need in Congress. I'm Eileen Alfandary for KPFA News.